Welcome to Boggo, the official podcast of Boggo Road Jail. I'm Jack Sim. I'm the director here at Boggo Road Jail, and joining me behind the red brick walls and iron bars is our research coordinator, Sue Olson. Hey, Suey.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Isn't it great to be back?
It is good, yes.
I'd like to thank all our listeners, Sue. During COVID, there was a lot of people listening to Boggo, and we got lots of comments asking, when's the next season coming? And finally, we're back. 2 years though.
Yeah.
Down the track.
It's 2 years down the track, but we're back. So
yeah, it's good. And Sue, I just thought I might explain to listeners why it is we haven't done the recordings. Look, everyone knows, of course, we've had the COVID pandemic. We rely very much on interviewing older people.
Yes.
And we actually had a lot of people lined up, former officers and prisoners in 2020. You know, of course, being older people, they were the most vulnerable. And for the first part of 2020, I just tried to roll them into the second half of 2020.
Yeah.
And then the first half of 2021. And
then we're in the first half of 2022 and we're still no better.
No, not really. But
we thought we'd better get rolling on some stories though.
Now we can at least, like, you know, sit together. And here in Queensland at the present time, we've got Omicron running rampant across our state, but we do have some great talent we're going to interview, and some earlier recordings that I've done will feature in this season. Our producer and editor is going to edit them up, and we're going to release those.
Yes.
And there's some really great individuals that I'd interviewed about 2-3 years ago before COVID struck. We're going to share those with you. I just would like to say, Sue, to let everyone know, very sad, like during last year and the year before, among the people that I've been planning to interview, there were quite a number of older people. In total, there were 12 people that passed away. That we were going to speak to, who had connections with the jail.
And it's really sad that their stories are lost now, you know, and we'll do our best to tell their stories, but won't have any first-hand knowledge of things.
No.
So, yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I think, with COVID, I mean, the people who are most at risk from this, the elderly, they've kind of sometimes, I think, been forgotten about. It's been very difficult on them. My tourism business, the research we do, is utterly dependent on being able to speak to people who lived history.
Absolutely.
And many of them have felt extremely isolated and felt like they've been back in prison or been trapped, you know, with unable to see family and friends and everything. So our thoughts go out to anyone listening who is an elderly listener or got friends and family who are still dealing with this crisis being locked away. There's a few things I thought we might talk about today, like sort of do a little bit of a recap on the last couple of years.
Mm.
Last year was, that's 2021, it was a centenary of Number 2 Division, the part of the jail where we record Boggo and where we run our guided tours and events.
Yes,
quite extraordinary. A century ago, there's been, here at the prison, the state government of Queensland, Queensland State Government, Department of Public Works has a branch which is devoted to doing restoration work at the jail. And over the last 2 years, they've been restoring and repairing the gatehouse of the jail.
Yeah, it's really good.
Looks amazing, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I actually saw it for the first time a few months ago, so it looks really, really good. And I honestly think people should come and see it.
Oh, it's quite incredible. Q-Build's the name of the department that did the work. They have a whole branch that's dedicated to sort of heritage repairs. The roof of the gatehouse, which is, I guess, many people, you can't see it from down at ground level.
No.
But the roof was hatted after, like 120 years.
Yeah.
So that's all been fixed and all new roof timbers. They found a hammer and a packet of nails in the roof cavity while they were doing that work.
Cool.
I got to see the hammer. It was, you know, just some poor tradie working up there, a carpenter up there, you know, 120 years ago.
It's gone, oh, I forgot my hammer.
Yeah, or fell off out of his hand or something while he was sitting on a roof truss. You know, they found it wedged in the bricks, which was quite amazing. And so they've got a whole new roof, which is great. There was a little bit of water getting into the gatehouse area. That's all been fixed. And I think the most striking thing is that they've redone all the pointing on the gatehouse entrance. It's all been picked out in coloured mortar. And the parapet right above the gates where it says HM Jail for women, the WO being blocked over in 1921.
It's actually easier to read now. Yeah.
They've repainted it all. They've even repainted the number 2, which was drawn underneath the sign in paint.
Yeah.
That wasn't there previously, and they've put it back. And the the walls right round the jail, the infamous red, notorious red brick walls of the jail. Hugh Build has used scaffolding, and they've gone around the entire perimeter of the walls and removed all the grime and weeds that were growing in the bricks, redone all the grouting and pointing. Sadly, one of the things they had to remove was a lot of the old electrical conduit, so like electrical wiring and pipe work from like the 10s, 20s, yes, 30s.
Yeah.
It was bolted into the bricks.
And it was actually like cast iron.
Or even like cast iron, because it was more durable to be outdoors. Yeah. Or some of the boxes, like the connectors, were made of Bakelite.
Bakelite, that was the word.
Bakelite wall, it's an early type of like die cast metal. None of it conformed to modern safety standards. Like having wiring passing through steel, through steel conduit. And it was all disconnected and not being used. But it was a bit sad to see it gone, because it's all part of the story of the jail. I personally love all those little alterations and changes. You know, it shows a place was used, you know. But it's, unfortunately, where the reason they removed them, Sue, was because the wasn't so much the actual conduit and such that was causing the problem. It was the screws and bolts that go into the walls. They rusted, swelled, and were cracking the bricks and concrete. So there's no easy way to fix it. It just had to be removed. But in a way, like for a little while there, after they finished cleaning and restoring the walls, I was a bit sort of taken aback, because they looked new.
Yeah, it almost looked like it did 100 years ago.
Yeah, it did. It really had that look. Also, I mean, in the surrounding area near Bogger Road, there's been quite a number of other sort of changes that have taken place as well. Across the road from the jail, across Annerley Road, originally Boggo Road, a whole heap of old homes were there, all gone, including Ribbit's Takeaway Shop, which was a Brisbane landmark, purveyor of fine pizzas and takeaway like spare ribs.
Many a night have been spent at Ribbit's.
Yeah, really great. Brisbane institution. I think they were there for nearly 40 years. That was located in a really old little shop, which had once been a corner store. Sadly, all those buildings are gone, but they've been replaced by a much needed new piece of infrastructure, which is the new inner city secondary high school. Bloody enormous.
It's huge.
It's like 5 stories high, and it's just massive. In fact, it's a bit annoying sometimes. Now inside the jail, when you look in that direction, you can see this bloody huge modern building in the distance.
But
it's a great school. It's opened now, and there's kids coming and doing tours here in the prison, which is so great. So, you know, a lot of changes happening. Across the road from the jail is Cross River Rail in Queensland. It's one of the big infrastructure projects from the state government. It was like a long-term investment to build a subterranean rail system to fill in the gaps, if you like, connecting up the south side with the north side, passing through the inner city of Brisbane, or under the inner city of Brisbane.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I got to go down in one of the tunnels recently and see the work that's being done. It's quite extraordinary.
It's
so
pretty incredible. To be honest, it's probably been a little bit overdue. It's been a long time coming. So because that traffic in the inner city of Brisbane is a nightmare. So, you know, we're looking forward to having services from Cross River Rail. That'll be great.
And people from there, Sue, they've promised us that when announcements are made on the train, they're going to say this stop for Boggo Road Jail. So that'll be very good.
That'll be good.
Thousands of people every day getting the plug to come and visit one of our great historic sites. The Olympics have been announced as well. So just 10 years from now, Brisbane's going to be the home of the Olympic Games, which is pretty amazing. I'm hoping that we will be around then to be able to do tours and showcase this place.
That is going to be a really huge event for Queensland, so looking forward to it.
This year also, so 1992, 30 years ago, marks the anniversary of the closure of Boggo Road Jail officially. In July 1992, that's when the prison was formally closed. In the months leading up to the closure, prisoners were moved to other prisons across the state as preparations were made for the formal kind of closing. But then it came in July 1992. So later in the year, we're going to talk about some of the history behind that closure and some great newspaper articles, hoping to interview the minister of the time as well about his thoughts 30 years on about overseeing that momentous occasion, the closure of Boggar Road. It's a bit of a furphy though, so we've talked about this many times on the show, but technically the Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre kept going till 1999.
Yes. So, it's not entirely correct, but
The official closure was 1992, yeah. But 7 years later, the women's prison was still trading.
Then the women's division was separated by brick walls and that.
It could keep going.
They could keep going on a standalone. So.
Yeah, we're sort of in the jail at the little old number 2 division, the only remaining section of Boggar Road, about a third of what there once was, sitting here now being surrounded by a growing massive infrastructure. Probably the biggest change that's going to happen in the immediate vicinity of the jail is that there's a new development happening between the jail and the modern eco-sciences building. Years ago, when we were first doing the podcast for Boggo, we did talk a little bit about this. That's now been approved. It's been done by the development company Stockwell, and it's basically like a retail and dining precinct. It's a really interesting building. There's even going to be a Woolworths. It's hard to imagine on what was the part of the jail grounds that we are just on the outside of the prison walls. There'll be a Woolworths shopping centre, but there's a restaurant and a butcher's, and there's going to be a doctor's suite, and it's really going to activate the area. Sleepy old Boggar Road, once deliberately on the outskirts of town, to be isolated and away from people, is now bloody well surrounded
in the middle of a major, major city. So I think it'd be really interesting to think that there's a Woolworths where they couldn't get food and stuff that they wanted. Right next door, you know. So I think that's extraordinary.
It's over the last few months, when the development was approved last year in 2021, over the last few months, a lot of locals have asked me, and I've been asked on radio, what I thought about the development and what our staff and everybody thought about it. And look, we've been highly supportive of it, mainly because it'll bring a whole sort of revitalization of the area. And
absolutely.
At night, when we run our nighttime ghosts and gallows tour, and even when we have functions and events, there isn't anything close to the jail. And
no, nothing at all now, yeah.
And people always ask, where can we get a coffee and where can we get something to eat? And that's now going to literally be next door, and it'll be a really great asset to us. The other common question we've been asked in the last sort of few months as the development has become public is it going to affect the actual jail itself? And no, it's not. There won't be any development inside the walls of the actual prison. But one of the greatest benefits is, and I can't wait, Sue, honestly, yesterday there were some representatives here at number 2 division where we operate our tours from Stockwell, and they were looking through part of the prison. Amazingly, I was talking with them. The Stockwell's is going to be restoring a part of the jail, which at the present time we can't access. And that's part of the wall of what was called number 3 division. It includes the detention cells, which replaced the underground black hole in the late 1980s. It also includes our and a set of cells as well. And this section of the prison was built through the 1970s. And it was part of a major new redevelopment, which was known as the Brisbane Prison Complex, consisting of number 1 and number 3, also known as C-Wing divisions. All of that, of course, after the prison officially closed 30 years ago, 2 years afterwards, was completely demolished, leaving just this one little remnant. And it's in a terrible state. The great thing is Stockwell's is going to be completely restoring it, making it safe. We can do guided tours through it. The detention cells are absolutely fascinating. Not all of them will be retained, but most of them, and certainly the corridor and part of the complex is to be retained. And, you know, there's some really big benefits sometimes of these sort of big developments that can take place.
Absolutely. You know? And money that we certainly can't afford to repair these sites. So it's a great asset.
Sometimes sometimes, if you're lucky, you know, in big city, big cities, you know, sometimes, you know, when developments happen, they're not all, you know, they not always have bad outcomes. And we, I mean, we've been quite supportive of this. And I think that's in part why state government has invested in tidying up the jail and putting some some assets towards it, is because it was looking very tired. It was showing its age.
Well, it's 40 years old, you know. It's a long time, 30 years since they closed.
And, yeah, well, that's the reality, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, when the prison closed, I mean, you know, it was largely left just as it was, which is great from our perspective. If you come through on a guided tour here at the jail, it, number two division is virtually as it was when it closed, apart from a bit of peeling paint, which means it hasn't been altered or changed and certainly hasn't been redeveloped. State government has made it very clear that there was, there's no plans to do any sort of changes inside the walls of the jail. And hopefully with that development now being earmarked and beginning very soon, it'll give us a lot of certainty here about the future here at the jail and what we can and can't do within its walls. So it's exciting times, really, even though we're in the middle of a COVID pandemic.
It's been exciting times for 2 years, but yeah, it's certainly going to be exciting to see what comes of the future.
Well, Sue, we won't take up everyone's time too much. This first episode was just to sort of say hello to everybody and thank everyone for their ongoing support.
And welcome everybody back.
And next week, Sue, on next week's episode, our story is going to be called If He Only Said Please. It's the story of John Hobson, who committed a terrible crime within the walls of Boggara Jail. He was involved in a terrible crime that originally led him to end up behind the walls of the jail. So look forward to talking to you then, Sue.
Looking forward to it.
Make sure you join us, folks, online. To book a tour, you go to boggaraojail.com. That's G-A-O-L, the old-fashioned spelling. Don't forget, you might not be aware, we're also now on TikTok. You go to TikTok and look up Boggara Jail. That's with a G, G-A-O-L. You'll find me, Jack, presenting stories there on TikTok for your enjoyment. And if you'd like to, you can join our Facebook page, Boggara Jail with a G. We're also on Instagram, Boggara Jail with a G, G-A-O-L. Thanks, Sue. See you behind bars next week.
Thank you.